it was quite rushed, for want of a better word, when the Ukrainians started to arrive in County Donegal. We had to act quickly and with immediacy to address the humanitarian crisis. But we do need to look at this in a more longer term. The war, of course, doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon, unfortunately, in that part of the world. So we need to see, is the solutions we've come up good for the long term? Are they suitable for everyone involved? And we do need to forge a path that's best for everyone and make sure that everything is doing right. But we always have to look to the future, and so we're not caught out and responding in a knee-jerk way at any time. What they hear from the people themselves, the people in the coalface, is the different standing agencies that are involved, that they have first-hand experience of dealing with it. They'll be able to tell the problems. Again, local representatives who live in the communities that these people are now staying in, they'll be able to give their own unique insight. Maybe they wouldn't have that opportunity to relay that to the statutory agencies. And so I do think that is crucially important. And I know myself, I've spoken to a number of Ukrainian refugees, and they've relayed that their real gratitude, real sincere gratitude to the people of Donegal for housing them after they've fled their country. But again, they'd have their own maybe unique problems, personal problems, and there's things that will need to be ironed out as always. And I think we're better to do it than with the County Council coming together as an elected body with all the statutory agencies, everybody that's involved.